I think certainly can do better. We, I thought at times we made hard work of it. You know, when I looked at two really good opportunities we had in that first half, and probably a touch frustrating to, you know, to come in at 1-0 up. And you know, these are the sort of games we're up against a very good side, score a lot of goals. And certainly I can remember their game away at Wolves, where they scored four goals very late in the game. So we needed that second goal, I think, just to calm things down a little bit. But we could have made it a little bit more comfortable for ourselves.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because you remember the pain of goal difference last season. It can, you know, it can be key. This was an opportunity perhaps to get a couple more. But
yes, it was. It's not for me about you know how many goals we can get. It's about allowing a very good side back into the game, and at 1-0, of course, they're still very much in the game. So the second goal, I think, was key to us. I think we did have opportunities to strengthen that score line a little bit, but we're on the back of three wins at the moment, three clean sheets as well. So yes, overall I've got to be happy with that.
And out of the blocks from the start, the first 15 minutes.
Well, we wanted to, because we've had a few games here where we've started out a little bit slower. I mean, I can remember going back to the Nottingham Forest game where we ended up winning the game and winning it by a fair score line. But for the first 25 minutes, we didn't play so well, and they were better than us. So I was keen that, particularly at home, that we started well. And overall, yes, we deserved it.
You really moved the ball quickly. No better than the first goal. 10 seconds from Bong clearing it to Glenn Murray putting it in the net.
It was a very good classic counter-attacking goal. And there's a few players that played a big part in that one. At one stage, I felt we should have shot. And then I think it was Baram who played it square to Glenn. But a really good goal. And we'd had two chances before that. And so we needed that goal, I think, just to settle things down a little bit and give us further opportunities. But a really good goal.
Like any striker, Glenn Murray thrives on confidence. Two goals in a game, that's just what you need.
Yeah, but I also thought his overall performance, I thought, was his best for so far this season. Even though he'd got three goals in the first three games, I thought overall his movement, I thought, was good. His hold-up play, and of course he was a threat very much. Also, he defended well. We needed him a couple of times, and balls coming into the box where he's had to defend well. But I thought it was a really good all-round performance by him.
You had the 4-4-2, the two wingers, and Anthony Knockhart's performance today.
Well, Anthony can do that, and you know, I think there's always, you know, there's always a part with Anthony that you accept. You know, he can't do it all the time. He's not going to have his way all the time, and consequently, I think he got kicked a few times today. But he generally produces something for us, and you know, and in any performance, whether it's a good performance or not so good, you know that he is capable of producing and creating something, and he's been good for us so far this season.
How important is momentum? It's three wins in a row now, isn't it?
Momentum's everything, because what momentum can do, momentum can get you a result. That wasn't the case today, I must admit, but it can get you a result when possibly, maybe at times you might not have deserved it. If I looked at away to Burton, you know, we end up scoring a late goal. We deserved it, and we had to be patient. But I think that sort of momentum and that sort of belief that allows you to go right through to the end and get results.
No visit to Ipswich is easy, but to go there, you know, with three clean sheets, with three wins, that'll help the shackles a little bit on Tuesday night.
Well, I think the result today was, I think, even more important, because we're away to Ipswich on Tuesday night, which is always a difficult one, and away to Sheffield Wednesday on Saturday. So with two very tough away games, it was important that we won this one, and we hope that we could win it in good style.
Finally, Gayton Bond picking up the fifth yellow, so he'll be missing on Tuesday. Selections, I guess, Rob Hunt or Pagnoli.
Yes, and it's frustrating, because it's a booking for dissent in the end, which is even more frustrating. And you know, he's an experienced player, but that's what the squad is for, and it just means that I've got another decision to make. But I'd like to think I've got a few decisions.
Third in the table tonight.
Yes, and we I think deserve to be there. I said we had a difficult period at Newcastle and Brentford here, where we wasn't as good as what we know we can be. And that's this league. If you're not up to them levels, you can get beat. But yeah, certainly it's a nice feeling to be back in that top six again. And we'll enjoy it maybe tonight and back to work tomorrow.